Part 3, Reinventing Yourself. This is the name of a book that I have very much enjoyed by Steve Chandler. And apparently a popular book because I see that they have, like, now they have the 20th anniversary edition. So, you know, they must be celebrating the success of that. I had never heard of that author. I actually got a different book from him called Shift Your Mind, and I'm not sure how I stumbled upon that, but in that book he mentions about reinventing yourself. And there's a couple of quotes from it that I extracted from the book when I was thinking about making this presentation for you guys.
The biggest intellectual breakthrough in the life of the great poet William Butler Yeats came when he realized that happiness and growth were the same thing. Happiness is neither this nor that, he said. Happiness is growth. We are happy when we are growing. You can notice this for yourself. You are happy when you are growing, are you not? And no growth you've ever made has ever been effortless. Watch the nature film of a butterfly struggling to push through the cocoon. You will see effort. You will be moved by the effort. You will see the animating force within a living being. It's the force of a powerful reinvention. Watch the movie Rocky. You will see the hidden connection between effort and joy. Pay attention to your reactions to certain scenes in movies. Pay attention to your goosebumps and your tears. They come in response to courage and effort. They don't come in response to a scene in which someone is being comfortable. Pay attention to why you are choked up. It is your potential self trying to tell you something. It's the butterfly in your own cocoon. It wants out.
So I think the implication as far as taking lessons goes is obvious. You know, if you're enjoying the process, putting in the effort is similar to enjoying the process. That was another USP that I was going to come up with for the school. It was called Love the Process, Make Big Progress, Love the Process. You know, so that would be like the tagline for Guitar Lessons Ithaca. And but in the end, we decided to keep the one that we had, bringing guitarists to a whole new level of play. So there's two more quotes I'm going to share, but so just regarding this quote, I congratulate you on taking ownership. The whole premise behind this book is owner versus victim. You know, owners take control of their destinies by, you know, taking responsibility, and victims blame everyone else and, you know, constantly whine about, you know, they didn't have the right circumstances and all this and like that. So that's the basic premise of the book. You may hear him refer to owner versus victim terminology in the following quotes. But so first of all, I congratulate you on taking ownership of your musical destiny. We'll proceed with the next quote.